www.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. Their headlines: Tonse Alliance dismiss claims that Priscilla Longo has rejected appointment as National Youth Chairperson. Government targets to complete stalled infrastructure started under PF in the education sector. And in international news, Italian police arrest protesters after clash in Olympic host city Milan.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Tonse Alliance has dismissed claims that former Chawama Member of Parliament Tasila Longo rejected her appointment as National Youth Chairperson, saying she gave full consent before the announcement. Speaking to Hot FM News, Alliance Secretary General Chris Zimba says Ms. Longo participated in both physical and virtual consultations with the party leadership last week and agreed to take the role. He has added that the party is waiting for Ms. Longo to personally communicate her acceptance through her official Facebook page and warned against individuals speaking on her behalf. Mr. Zimba has emphasized that the claims that suggesting she declined the appointment are malicious, noting that Alliance President Brian Mondovile ensured her consent before the announcement.
Discussions were done officially in a manner that is respectful, mature, professional, and orderly, and that Honorable Tasila Longo accepted that appointment before she was appointed by the Tonse leader, top leadership. So it is me forced to insinuate that she has rejected and that she let people wait for to speak through her Facebook page where she will post. And that position from her Facebook page is a position that I was going to speak as valid and correct position. So any person who is trying to speak for Honorable Tasila Longo is lying. Any person is trying to be a spokesperson at this stage, he is literally gossiping and throwing falsehoods on the streets.
Government says its targets to finish all infrastructure started under the PF administration in the education sector this year. Speaking to Hot FM News, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, says stalled infrastructure across the public universities in the country is set to be completed before 2027. Dr. Mambwe says the ministry is taking the matter seriously following a directive issued by President Hakainde Hichilema earlier last year.
The UPND government has very active plans to ensure that we build. So we have those plans. So the priority for now has been to complete infrastructure that has stalled in the existing universities. And this is a directive that the president gave us, that can we focus on completing what we started or was started by the previous regime to ensure that we do not start a new project before completing a project that we started earlier.
Government says water utility companies are facing serious challenges in supplying water to the public due to a combination of factors affecting the sector. In an interview, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says low tariffs and inadequate investment continues to affect commercial utilities, with many failing to sustain themselves financially. Mr. Nzovu explains that the cost of producing water does not match the revenue being collected, making it difficult for utilities to operate efficiently. He says the situation has prompted his ministry to advocate for a revision of water tariffs to reflect the true cost of production, noting that government is currently subsidizing all water utility companies.
it's been very, very difficult for water utilities to supply water to our people because of a combination of several factors. There's been no investments, very, very low investments. Commercial utilities have not been able to sustain themselves because of this low investments, because of population growth, because of a low tariff. So the tariff itself has been so low, and we personally have been advocating an increase in the tariff. Very, very low. So every time, water utilities cannot make any money. So they can't expand the system. They can't. But right now, as I'm speaking to you, government is supporting all water utilities.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction has urged governments to adopt different strategies in addressing urban and rural poverty, citing changing poverty trends in the country. Speaking to Hot FM News, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelebai says that poverty levels in urban areas are now on the rise, marking a shift from previous patterns where poverty was more prevalent in rural communities. Ms. Mukelebai explains that the factors driving poverty in rural areas differ from those affecting urban households and therefore require tailored interventions. She notes that while rural poverty is often linked to limited access to markets, agricultural inputs and infrastructure, urban poverty is increasingly driven by unemployment, high living costs and limited income opportunities.
It's important for us to recognize that the drivers of urban poverty could be different. The drivers of rural poverty could be different. But essentially, we have a trajectory in terms of increase of poverty, and that should be concerning. It should be concerning from many fronts. If you look at extreme poverty, 48% of Zambia's population is living below $2.17 a day. So for the people who have to do piecework, for the domestic workers who might also be in the majority, you have to think about how they are living. You have to think about what it means for them on a day-to-day, beyond the statistics. These are human beings facing real situations on the ground and failing to meet.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
World Vision Zambia says the country remains safe and continues to receive support from governments and private sector partners to address the effects of climate change despite the United States' withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. In an interview, World Vision Zambia National Director Mark Nosbach said financial support, including contributions to the loss and damage fund, is helping communities cope with floods, droughts and other climate-related challenges. He has added that sustained collaboration with partners is critical for Zambia to maintain climate adaptation programs and achieve its national climate targets. Mr. Nosbach has expressed hope that continued support will strengthen Zambia's resilience and help protect vulnerable communities from the impacts of climate change.
I mean, some countries might be pulling out of these type of agreements, but again, the overwhelming majority of the international community is still part of the Paris Climate Agreement. We actually had just recently one of the first children being part of the delegation of Zambia for the Zambian government, and again, advocating for more resources in that space. So I would say from where we sit and where we see, there's still tremendous contributions, and we also see it from the private sector. So there's also private sector partners, not only governments, but private sector partners are stepping in that.
Talk International News.
Six people have been arrested after police clashed with protesters in Milan, one of the hosts of the Winter Olympic Games, during the first day of the competition. Thousands took to the streets of the city in northern Italy on Saturday to protest against a range of issues, including the cost of living. Some fired flares and threw stones at police who responded with water cannons. It comes after the government tightened protest laws in the wake of a demonstration last weekend in Turin that left more than 100 officers injured, according to government figures. The BBC has more on other global stories.
People across Japan are braving snow to vote in a snap election called by the Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, whose coalition is expected to clinch a decisive win if opinion polls are correct. Ms. Takaichi is seeking a clear public mandate just 4 months after becoming leader of the Liberal Democratic